You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Michigan has a shortage. There are thousands of children who need foster families, but far fewer families willing to help. Here to talk about that are Shireen Allen Youngblood. She's a community outreach specialist with the Children's Center in Wayne County. She recruits foster parents. And Shanti Frazier Hall, who along with her husband is a foster parent. Shireen, why is there this shortage of families willing to foster kids?
Well, I think there's a shortage because a lot of people have a misconception about what foster care is, and just sometimes they just don't want to make the jump just yet because they're still in the process of thinking about it.
What's holding them back? What are the barriers? What are some of the myths that people think hold?
Well, some of the myths I definitely think as far as why people don't become foster parents because they feel like they have to have this grand or large home. They feel like they have to make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to be foster parents, and that's not the case. You only have to be 18 to be a foster parent. You only have, even if you work at McDonald's, you could be a foster parent. So as long as you're willing to open up a safe and loving home, you don't have to live in a large house. You can rent, you can own, whatever your living situation may be.
I saw there's something like 13,000 foster kids without homes, and about 5,000 of those kids are in Wayne County. How many families would it take to meet that need?
As far as how many families would take to meet that need, probably thousands, to be quite honest with you. So if we could start out with maybe getting 50, then we're on the right track.
Shante, what led you to be a foster parent?
I wanted to be a foster parent because we were actually helping a friend of ours who had around 8 children. So we were
foster kids or
no,
just kids?
Just okay. Kids. And we decided once we returned her children back to her and she no longer needed our help, we wanted to do it on a more permanent basis.
How many kids in your house now?
3.
I have to ask you, we'll talk about ages in a second, but did you have some of those misperceptions about what a foster family might be and what it actually is?
Absolutely. When we first started the process, I thought that we needed to have lots of money and lots of space, but that wasn't the case. Once we went through the process and the licensing agent came out, she told us exactly how we would be a good fit for several children.
So you've got 3 kids. What are their ages?
We have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 10-month-old.
How's that changed your life?
Oh, a lot. It's changed.
give me an example. What's different now?
Okay, mornings are very hectic because we actually have 3 biological children as well. So it's 6 children total. So adding 3
full house.
Yes, absolutely. Adding 3 additional children to the paradigm has changed. It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling that you're actually helping some children out. So
how have your biological kids accepted the foster kids?
They love them. They think it's a overnight party every night. So they love it.
Shireen, what kind of changes or what kind of advice would you have for people who are just considering being a foster parent?
I always say if they're just considering to just pick up the telephone and call me, and I can definitely answer all of those questions. I can walk them through the process and let them know. So that's really important. It's really just to pick up the telephone.
Now, money is always an issue. I mean, you've mentioned that, you know, people feel like they have to have a lot of wealth in order to be a foster parent. But
right.
There is some help that comes along with this, right?
It is. It's called a reimbursement. And it, depending on the age of the child and the needs of that child, will depend on how much you're reimbursed. Does it cover the full cost of having a child? No, but it is a little bit to help along the way.
So typically, how long does a foster kid stay with a family?
It really depends on each case, but I would say an average time frame would run around 9 to 12 months when we're reunifying. But I always say a more realistic time frame, honestly, is 18 to 24 months.
I don't know if this is true, but I hear people speak this way. They're worried about that troubled kid who comes in that's a real problem. Is that common? And if so, how do parents deal with that?
As far as one of the great things about the Children's Center is that we have behavioral health services that we can provide to help if a troubled youth is placed in your home. But I wouldn't place a troubled youth in somebody's home if that's not what they're prepared to deal with. We're going to place what would be what we would call general behaviors or normal, use the term loosely, that a child would have.
Shante, what would you recommend or what advice would you have for a family that's thinking about becoming foster parents?
Definitely to contact their local adoption foster care agencies and start researching, because, I mean, it has changed our lives. It's been the best experience.
So from your personal experiences, what advice would you tell them?
I would tell them to...
Well, what should they brace for, I guess,
brace
is what I'm
asking. Be prepared to co-parent with the biological family. Be open-minded to the behaviors that children may come with. Pack your patience, because you're going to need lots of it and lots of love to give to the children.
Shireen, final question. What kind of changes to public policy might we need to solve the shortage? What can be done?
As far as public policy, I would definitely say more support in regards to the foster parents. Of course, financial, which I know is definitely difficult in this day and age. Or even support would be something with programs that support extracurricular activities, be it soccer, softball, baseball, whatever that sport that child wants to play. Or actually for music, a child might want to take an instrument. Children need those instruments, and those instruments cost money.
And none of that's provided now.
Correct.
Okay. Well, it sounds like some work needs to be done. Shireen Allen Youngblood is a community outreach specialist with the Children's Center in Wayne County. She recruits foster parents. And Shantae Fraser Hall, who along with her husband has now 6 kids in the house, 3 of them are foster kids. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.